on FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg and Polokwane 30, Pretoria 31.
There seems to be protest action in Pretoria. That's on Bavianspoort Road at Jan Kutsia Street. You can expect delays or diversions there.
In your sport, it's make or break week for four of South Africa's five teams in the European Champions and Challenge Cups. And Chelsea have appointed Liam Rossenoir as their new head coach.
14 South Africans detained in Thailand have been, or after being recruited rather, for fraudulent jobs last year are set to be deported today. Recruited with promises of well-paid position as IT specialists, some allegedly ended up ending and engaging in scamming activities. In contrast, others were allegedly deployed to the military amid the ongoing conflicts in Myanmar. The Department of International Relations and Cooperation says it's been working closely with Thai officials to ensure their safe return. Closer to home, a 47-year-old man is behind bars for suspected human trafficking in Malberton. This after 10 half-naked teen boys were rescued in the Johannesburg CBD. Hawk spokesperson Katleho Mohale.
We currently have the victims at a place of safety where they will be getting medical attention, as well as also confirming them as to where do they come from, how did they come into the country. And as for the suspect, we are looking into charges of trafficking in persons for exploitation purposes.
In other big news this morning, President Cyril Ramaphosa has appointed Special Investigating Unit Head Annie Mutibi as the new National Director of Public Prosecutions. He will replace Advocate Shamila Batoi, who retires at the end of this month after 7 years in the position. Mutibi was not among the six candidates interviewed by a seven-person advisory panel for the position. Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
In the report, the panel advised the president that none of the interviewed candidates were suitable for the role of NDPP. Accordingly, President Ramaphosa has, in terms of Section 179(1)(a) of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, read with Section 10 of the NPA Act, decided to appoint Advocate Jan Lekgowa Mutibi.
Now for a story that's dominated international news headlines. President Donald Trump has, however, described the U.S. military operation in Venezuela as incredible and brilliant. The U.S. seized President Nicolas Maduro and his wife during the operation on Saturday and said it would run the country.
You know, at some point they should say, you know, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country. They've been after this guy for years and years and years, and you know, he's a violent guy and he's killed millions of people.
Maduro has pleaded not guilty to charges including narco-terrorism, conspiracy and possession of machine guns. And finally, they were a hit on the playground and a craze at schools in the late 90s. The famous Tamagotchi is turning 30 today. The virtual pets that demand food and attention are still hits among retro-loving Gen Z and nostalgic parents. More than 100 million of the pocket-sized plastic eggs have been sold worldwide since their debut. I'm Chanel September. More news at 8.
Could be the next secret sound, Chanel.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Did you have one?
I did. Did you have one?
I don't know what it is.
No way.
I never played with it.
I'm sure many people know what Tamagotchis are.
No, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. I never did.
I never had one.
What is it? What is it again?
It's like this little device. It's small and you would feed it. It's like an egg essentially, and you would give it food and it would sleep and
like a doll.
Look after it
basically
and raise it and feed it.
It's like having a baby.
Exactly. It's virtual. It's on this little device. We all have one.
Tamagotchi. Yeah. So I saw a doll at the airport that looked eerily real.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like kids' dolls.
No, it's not for me, thank you.
Is it supposed to be like that?
Mm-mm.
Was it a doll?
I'm not playing.
No, I just keep looking at it going, gag for me.
But you know, you get those. Dolls that are made to look like actual real life babies.
Sure.
Yeah, it's quite terrifying.
Right. What is the current day replacement for a Tamagotchi?
It's
like the big kid toy at the moment.
Ooh,
it's those dolls. Remember, we spoke about those dolls.
The ones attached to your handbags and stuff.
Oh, the labubus.
Yes.
Yes.
Is that the thing?
I would say that would probably be.
Yeah. I think it's gone out of fashion.
This was such a fantastic opportunity to ask Paula, why did you get your kids for Christmas?
High fives and smiles. Sis!
Yay, well done.
You get
done.
To live
you
in my house another year.
Christmas.
Yeah, no. In fact, it was a Lego set for